This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect our office's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in these three fields, all in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on the current trends and issues facing the Garden State. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Martirana, and I'm here today with one of our intelligence analysts, Travis. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Rosemary.
So today we'd like to discuss a few of ISIS's recent propaganda releases, to include their latest edition of their English language magazine, Ramaya, as well as a video statement that was released subsequently thereafter. So, Travis, just to give our listeners a little context, what exactly is Ramaya?
Sure. So every month, ISIS has issued a propaganda magazine in multiple languages online. It's designed to boost morale to provide tactical guidances globally. So this is the 12th edition of Ramaya, but prior to the series of this magazine, ISIS had a magazine called Dabiq, and there was roughly 15 editions of that series. However, the name changed to Ramaya, meaning Rome, when ISIS lost control of the city of Dabiq in Iraq. So what Ramaya really offers, again, is that moral boosting support for its sympathizers globally. And in past editions, we have seen things such as terror tactics, which provide operational guidance for lone wolf offenders and attacks worldwide.
So in previous editions, we have seen ISIS mention targets and tactics to employ here in the United States. Do we see anything like that in this edition specifically?
So absolutely. And as New Jersey Homeland Security, that's our number one priority, is to look for these types of connections. And as far as New Jersey, we see no connections in this edition of Ramaya. However, we do see the United States mentioned once and the term America mentioned about 12 times. And the most significant of this is it refers to missionary activities under the title Saving Souls in Iraq, which during the invasion of Iraq in 2003, there was a lot of missionary activities, and they still continue today to help promote peace. But ISIS looks at that as an opportunity to kind of mobilize some of their supporters and sympathizers, saying it's a hotbed for missionary activities in a derogatory way. They're trying to change our culture. So that's something they're trying to mobilize their individuals with.
And what are some of the key themes from this edition then specifically?
So again, this edition doesn't feature terror tactics or advice for lone wolf attackers. And actually the three past editions of Ramaya have not included terror tactics. But what's interesting is we have seen a push for them to promote their utopian ideas inside their so-called caliphate. So we've seen them talk about their currency, showing how inside the caliphate, their markets are full, their currency is strong, and they have a video that depicts how much money and damage they've done to the international system when Western society has waged war on their caliphate. Some other things we've seen is they've really downplayed the loss of Mosul, claiming it was a victory for their soldiers based on how long it took for the United States and its coalition partners to take Mosul. And it does claim that because of that victory, the battle for Raqqa will be no picnic, quote unquote, for the coalition forces. And they talked about booby trapping a lot of parts of the city, just like they did in Mosul. The edition again references the role of women, specifically the do's and don'ts of going to the madrasa or praying, saying that the women are really meant to stay in the house rather than go out with the men and pray. And this is another way to try and control their supporters and sympathizers and show that they still have control and authority.
So almost a day after Ramaya was released, actually a day specifically, ISIS also pushed out a video titled Inside the Caliphate. Can you tell us a little bit about that video and what it entailed?
Absolutely. So this is the second edition of Inside the Caliphate series. featured an Australian fighter calling on Muslims and other fellow countrymen from Australia to travel and wage war in the Philippines, specifically the battle in Marawi, which is in southern Philippines. This 5-minute video did include terror tactics, which was really interesting because we haven't seen terror tactics in a video, and it was very well put together, very well made. But the concerning thing is he is again calling for the use of vehicle rammings. He's calling for carpenters to pick up their nail guns and, you know, do as much damage as they can, calling for the use of knives as they have in the past. But the importance is now the focus and shift to the battle in the Philippines. As they're losing land in their area of operation, they're calling for supporters and sympathizers to support the affiliates in the different corners of the world. And that's something I think we'll continue to see as ISIS continue to lose territory in Iraq and Syria.
Now, besides losing territory in Iraq and Syria, they've also suffered some pretty significant leadership losses recently, right?
Absolutely. So CENTCOM released a list of significant leaders that have been killed in the past few months. To start, Abu Salaman al-Iraqi was a senior ISIS propaganda official. He was killed in an airstrike near Mosul. Another individual by the name of Bassam al-Jaifis, who was responsible for funding terror activities globally. So that was a big loss. And then another senior media official was Rayan Mishal and Abu Kitab al-Rawi. So the death of these terrorists does degrade a lot of their ability to facilitate attacks and recruit individuals, but it doesn't put a damper enough where they're not putting out substantial media and propaganda anymore. The quality of information they're putting out to their supporters and sympathizers is still good, and that's something that we still need to be concerned about.
Excellent. Thanks, Travis. Appreciate you joining me here today.
Thank you.
For more information on additional ISIS propaganda, visit our website at njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.